Table of Contents. The Challenge of Good Teaching, Equitable Classroom Practices Assessment, Understanding Learners' Cognitive Load Theory, De-Implementation and Value-Added Good versus Great Authors and Participants. For this episode, special guest Dylan William joins hosts Tom Sherrington and Emma Turner to discuss good teaching practices, theories of student learning, and implementation. The Challenge of Good Teaching. The conversation begins by exploring the concept of good teaching. The trio discusses differentiating good teaching from successful teaching, student engagement, humility, successful teaching strategies, research on the value added of good teaching, and the quality of different assessments. Equitable classroom practices. The conversation turns to a discussion of gearing classroom and content management towards equity. Dylan says that, "I taught them and they didn't learn it," is no longer excusable. He explores how assessment should be a benchmarker for reteaching content. It is Dylan's purview that curriculum and learning should be geared toward all students, not toward the highest performing students. He would rather all students reach proficiency in the subject matter than all content covered in the curriculum. Assessment. Dylan is an expert on curriculum, from his leadership to scholarship. He gives some expert advice on clarifying the definitions of different assessments and how they impact student learning and good teaching. Understanding learners. In the second part of the episode, the trio discusses the background of effective learning. A primary focus of this discussion is understanding the purpose of data and the importance of cognitive load theory. A key insight in this conversation is tackling the disparate learning skills of students and how understanding the factors of learning can increase student achievement. Cognitive load theory. As Dylan points out in the conversation, there is a difficult paradigm to understand in education that can only be explained by cognitive load theory. Students can independently complete a task and not remember the content 2 weeks later. This is a universal experience of teachers. Many don't know why it happens. Additionally, two students can have the same teaching, the same time on a subject, and the same motivation to learn and still not understand the subject. Popular stories right now: 7 strategies for building positive classrooms, interactivity gains steam for youngest students. Redefining fun for young readers. Dylan believes that cognitive load theory explains this gap. In both cases, the students struggling to recall information used the cognitive power to solve the problem. Therefore, they had no cognitive power left to create long-term memories. Importantly, cognitive load theory isn't a teaching strategy. You cannot grade teachers or students on their use of cognitive load theory. Dylan points out that it gives you the constraints you must be aware of for your students. Dylan compares the theory to architecture. Understanding the tensile strength of steel does not help you creatively design a building, but it is required to build it properly. Dylan says, "Designing teaching is a fundamentally creative task, but you must consider the constraints of our cognitive architecture." De-implementation and value added. The episode closes with a discussion on Dylan's upcoming book, Making Room for Impact, the 9P De-Implementation Guide for Educators, which will publish later this year. The book focuses on how implementation makes way for great teaching and learning. As Dylan shares in the episode, teachers work as hard as they can. Almost everything teachers do affects student learning. If they can take on more development tasks, they need to take something off their plate. However, if they do remove some of their tasks, it hurts learning. With this understanding, the book looks at how the essence of effective leadership is to remove good things teachers do to give them time for great things. Good versus great. De-implementation recognizes that opportunity cost is the single most important concept of teaching improvement. Given that you have limited time to develop teachers, what professional development will have the most impact on student achievement? In de-implementing good tasks, programs, and implementing great ones, school leaders can focus on programs that offer the best value. Watch more episodes of Mind the Gap to learn about making education work globally. Authors and participants: Emma Turner. Emma Turner joined Discovery Schools Academy Trust as the research and CPD lead after 20 years in primary teaching. She founded New Ed, Joyful CPD for Early Career Teachers, a not-for-profit approach to CPD to encourage positivity amongst the profession and help retain teachers in post. Turner is the author of Be More Toddler, A Leadership Education from Our Little Learners, Let's Talk About Flex, Flipping the Flexible Working Narrative for Education, and Simplicitas, The Interconnected Primary Curriculum and Effective Subject Leadership. Tom Sherrington has worked in schools as a teacher and leader for 30 years and is now a consultant specializing in teacher development and curriculum and assessment planning. His books include Teaching Walkthroughs, Rosenshine's Principles in Action, and the Learning Rainforest Fieldbook. He regularly contributes to conferences and CPD sessions locally and nationally and works in schools and colleges across the UK and worldwide. Dylan William. Dylan William is an Emeritus Professor of Educational Assessment at the UCL Institute of Education. Dylan's research and authorship focus on the professional development of teachers. His book, Inside the Black Box, is a seminal work on formative assessment. He has served in various leadership roles in the UK and has written numerous books, articles, and academic papers on development, assessment, and teaching. His most recent book, Making Room for Impact, the 9PD Implementation Guide for Educators, is expected to publish this year. Follow Dylan on Twitter at Dylan William.